ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Right now, we need more focus. So we're going to do our Sri Shapanishad. You got it?
Yeah. Okay.
Pass some to the back. Move up to make room so no one gets slammed in the door. Move up. Everybody move up by 5 inches.
Yamasurya Prajapatya Yuharasmin Samuha Tejo yateru amhalyana tamam Tate pashyami osavasa purusha somanasi Vayuramila madhyatam Apenam bhasmantam shaviram Om pratosmara kritam smara Pratosmara kritam smara Agnenaya sukhaya sthan Vishwani deva vayanani devan Yurogyasmaj duharaneno Purishtam tena mahukhinte deva Shri Vishwanshad sampurna Hari
because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance.
After seeing the inanimate or inanimate that is within the universe, is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his glory, and one should not accept other things, though he dwells to whom they belong. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continues to go on working in that way, for that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man. The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the world of the faithful, full of darkness and ignorance. Although the fiction is above, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind, and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. He is
although in one place, he is himself closest by the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything. He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual parts, and qualities one with the Lord, becomes the true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? Such a person
passionately
knows the greatest of all, the personality of God, who unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and contaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher, who has fulfilled everyone's desires since time immemorial. Those who engage in the culture of meshing activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge, and a different result was obtained from the culture of nations. Only one who can learn the process of nations, that transition to knowledge, by his own, can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death, and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Those who engage in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and fill the moment of the world which is the person of that of belief. It is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the Supreme Cause of all causes, and that another result is obtained by worshipping what is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explain it. One should know perfectly the personality of God, Shri Krishna, his transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes, as well as the temporary material creation, with its temporary demigods. When one knows these, the grass is death, and the eternal cause of manifestation with it, and in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life by blissful knowledge. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real case is part of that right address of the Lord. How do you remove that covering and exhibit yourself to
Thank you.
You don't have to explain the whole song. I just want to know why it's an important song.
It's first of all,
use your microphone.
Narottam Das Thakur is describing how all we have to do is surrender to Lord Gauranga and the benefits that come by surrendering to Lord Gauranga. And at the end he says that that anyone who screams Gauranga's name, he aspires to be with them, which is a big deal because Narottam Das Thakur is he's a great devotee.
Tell us something. Okay, Balaram's over here too. We'll call on you next. Oh, it was three Balarams. Tell us, give us some shastra that tells that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Nahyanya.
Very good. We give him partial credit. If you take it, you can call a friend. Get help. Okay, go ahead.
I forgot half of the words. Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishna Sangapanga Samartana.
I'm going to
forgot the rest.
Yajanti hi Sumedasaha. What does the last line mean? Yajanti hi Sumedasaha. What does Sumedasaha mean? What does Yajanti mean? So, Sumedasa means very intelligent. And this verse, can you say what the rest of the verse means? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. So, Tusha Krishna Varnam? Okay, so Krishna Varnam. So, Varnam means from a category. So, Krishna Varnam. So, Lord Chaitanya is from the same category as Lord Krishna. Also, he's Akrishna. What does Krishna mean? Yeah, so what color is Lord Chaitanya? Otherwise known as not black. Krishna Varnam Tusha Akrishna. Right? Krishna Varnam Tusha Akrishna. Sangapangasha Parshada means that he comes and he brings his various weapons with him. They're described as his associates. His various associates. Who are? Who are his associates? What? Say more in one sentence. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Shri Krishna Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. That anyone who performs the yajna that he teaches, which is chanting the holy names of the Lord, is Sumedasa, means very intelligent. So someone who doesn't follow you. And your other verse? You were going to finish that other verse that you suggested. Do you know where it's from?
It's from the, I think, the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And it goes?
I'm not sure how it goes.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. What does that mean?
It means that...
Okay, go ahead.
There's no difference between Radha and Krishna and Lord Mahaprabhu.
That's right. That Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined together. Go pray, Manande. Now we have a new tune. But it's an old tune because it's a Prabhupada tune. This one's easy to pick up. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
Say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, here you go. Here's your new tune. You're gonna go nuts when you hear this tune. So if you don't want to go nuts, cover your ears or go out of the room, okay? You're all staying?
Yes!
You could go wild. You could go wild when you hear this.
Yes!
You ready? Yes?
Yeah.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. there yet?
Can you just play one more time?
Hare Hare.
to the listen to the original now and make sure we got it all right.
I think we forgot the word double count thing.
You don't want to be messing things up here. Making things up. Okay, ready?
That's a G.
Yeah.
Thank you.
usually picks the key that's good for everybody. So, okay. So, it's kind of late because you all got to go to school tomorrow, right?
No.
We can wake up early.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Just one more tune before we go. Not for a long time. It's only two easy parts. And once you hear the tune, then you want to go home and go to sleep. You ready?
Yes.
Hi. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Thank you.
assessment, what do you think so far? The first one is the proper tune.
You should sing it at
Yeah.
You mean the proper tune?
Yeah.
Only thing is, the butter harpoo I found out has been singing.
Oh.
That's one little danger we have. You have to have a backup.
What about the
You can do. It's just it's a fairly common popular tune. This waltz though that we were just doing is a it's not very much. Yeah. I don't think anyone knows it. Anyway, I do like that Brahma tune a lot. It's got a lot of soul to it. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll come up with two packages.
What did both of you
sing? Last year we sang before Bibi Govindamarsh and we sang his tune.
Yeah.
It's all the holy name. So what can be done? So anyway, we had a seminar today for the holy name. It was really powerful. Even though you're just given a summary of it, getting that kind of knowledge has its impact, doesn't it? Doesn't it make you want to chant more and better?
Amen.
Yes. Say
yes.
Yes.
Then we had some bhajan. We chanted the Sri Shpanishad. And now we can go home and dream about the holy name. Go Premanande.
Thank you very much everyone for joining us online. We'll be again live on Wednesday.
See you next week.
Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Hey, Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman.